Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Toby, Emma and Izzy with your 8am Zedlines. Queensland Health has issued an alert following a confirmed measles case in a returning traveller. Anyone present at 11 identified locations across Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast have been advised to monitor themselves for symptoms for at least 18 days. Symptoms include a fever, headache and runny nose, which can then progress to a blotchy red rash. Those suspecting themselves of suffering from measles are advised to call their GP ahead of time so precautions can be made to prevent the virus's spread. Queensland Health has emphasised vaccination as the best way to prevent measles.
Yesterday, Queensland Police voted to accept a new pay deal that will deliver an 8% wage increase over 3 years and other incentives. The offer was only narrowly accepted by union members with a preliminary vote of 51.6%. Queensland Police Union President Shane Pryor has faced criticism from some union members who describe the deal as being inadequate. But Pryor claims that this deal secured $163 million more than the Crisafulli government's original offer due to extra incentives including an $8,000 retention cash payment over 2 years and allowance for remote and night shift work. Pryor said, quote, "As a result of the vote being a slim majority, I know there are some members that have concerns about this EB," end quote.
In national news, a new report by the Australian-Palestinian Advocacy Network has examined more than 80 testimonies from anti-Palestinian racism in Australian schools, with families reporting racial violence and attacks made towards students speaking Arabic. A shocking case included a Year 2 child from Victoria being told by a student that they, quote, "can't wait to help the Israeli Defence Force to go kill Palestinians," end quote. Students have been told that Gazans, quote, "deserved what they got," whilst other instances included a teacher in Sydney being forced out of his job for wearing a traditional scarf. The APAN found some schools were disciplining students and teachers for discussing the situation in Gaza or displaying symbols of Palestinian solidarity. Geridian Sivaharaman, the Human Rights Commission Race Discrimination Commissioner, said that, quote, "we need to improve racial literacy of students, teachers, principals and the departments that administer these schools," end quote.
And Albanese celebrates a job well done at the Australian-owned Old Mates pub in Lower Manhattan yesterday. Videos have been trending online of Albo pouring himself a cold one to celebrate his successful visit to address the United Nations in New York City. He even secured a visit with American President Donald Trump, despite naysayers doubting he would ever get the chance. The New York trip has given Albanese the opportunity to highlight policies that are significant to audiences at home, the recognition of Palestine, and the government's latest climate change ambitions.
And in international news, China has received widespread criticism for their climate target, which many experts have deemed unambitious. The target of 7-10% reduction in emissions by 2035 is, quote, "very, very far from being aligned with 1.5 degrees, and it's very far from what China could reasonably be expected to do," CEO of Climate Analytics Bill Hare said. Despite disappointment among experts, many have hailed the target as demonstrating the world moving forward on climate progress without the US. Quote, "the main thing is that climate is the climate imperative, and the economics are pointing in the same direction. Now, I think the main problem is policy and politics," China analyst Muyi Yang said.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy, but is expected to clear up throughout the day and into the weekend, so don't forget to wear a hat. The river is coming up from low tide, and a king tide is expected by midday. It's currently 16 degrees, the expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach a 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.